Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Michelle and Kev.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Good evening. It is Think Thursday. How's everybody doing out there dealing with this? You know, we have a lot of stuff going on. The COVID, the lack of supplies, the bad weather all over, especially in the South, with the power outages and no water and freezing. You know, my family is down there. But, you know, there are some resilient people, and we hunker up together, so they've been moving around like nomads, okay? When one home loses power, they move to the next. Most everyone is back there into their own individual homes, and they're doing fine because we know that if you know whence you came from, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. And I'm going to add this on and what you can do. They're resilient. But before we have Miss Gloria Melion coming on with us this evening to tell us about that curiosity that is the key to a happy life, I just want to put this out here for my family and for all of those who are out there going through it, because we're going to keep this positive energy going. Welcome in. And I mean that. I just wanted to give you a little bit of that because, you know, life contains the capacity, like flames, that each toward heavens to transform suffering and pain into the merged need for value creating into light, which illuminates darkness, like the wind transversing vast spaces. Unhindered, life has the power to uproot and overturn all obstacles and difficulties. Like clear flowing water, it can wash away all stains and impurities. And finally, life, like the great earth that sustains vegetation, impartially protects all people with this compassionate, nurturing force. So we keep that goodness out there, and we send that goodness to everyone, to each and every one of you out there. Keep reminding yourself to resolve to be the sun. And then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break and fine weather will always return. And spring will never fail to come. So that's to everybody out there, to us here in Los Angeles, going to the beaches with the bright sunshine. Let's send that goodness down there and keep it positive so that these things will clear up and everybody will be able to be safe, warm, and have everything that they need. And on that note, I think we have Miss Gloria Melly on the line with us. Gloria, are you here with us to care and share for a moment here?
I'm here with you, Linda. I was enjoying what you were saying, but yes, I am here. I am
Thank
here
you.
And ready to talk about curiosity tonight. And I'm trying to figure out where it fits into all of the things that are going on. Hmm. And I think I might be able to answer that question as we move, through the subject of curiosity.
Okay.
So are we ready to...
We're ready, and before you get going, I'd like to extend our appreciation out there to you because you've been busy. You've had some dental problems, and you're still here with us. So, yes, you said curiosity, the key to a happy life. I must be very curious over here because I like it happy, bright, and light. So on that note, I'm going to be quiet.
Okay. I know that's right. Well, you know what brought curiosity to my to me thinking about talking about it to an audience is my granddaughter.
Okay.
Because, anytime you spend time around kids, they're powered by curiosity. If I pick up Melody downstairs from her mom, and by the time we get inside, Melody has asked me at least 10 questions. How kids' minds work. They're inquisitive. They want to know everything. And they're saying now that curiosity is the secret sauce of a happy life. So I'm going to try to share with you guys a dictionary definition of curiosity. And then there's a professor of psychology that wrote a book about, he named the book Curious.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, I didn't realize that it was, such a topic. But it was so much of a topic that he even developed a scientific method to measure curiosity. But
yeah.
Before we go into all of those studies, I just want to, give us a definition of it.
A
dictionary definition is simply a desire to seek out new knowledge or experiences. And now he says that's a useful starting point, but it's a little bit more detailed than that. And he says that curiosity involves a willingness to engage in complex, unfamiliar, and challenging concepts or endeavors. So that is the question the subject that we're going to talk about. How we, why it's important and how we can develop it. And for the most part, for some reason, it seems to our curiosity kind of dries up as we, not everybody, some people as they age, I should say that, their curiosity tends to dry up a bit. And they don't have that same curiosity that they had, coming up. And, of course, things do change as you age, but curiosity is not one of them that should.
Okay.
And because of the benefits that it has. Now, everybody's heard of Mr. Albert Einstein, the genius. And what he said about curiosity was that he said, I don't have any special talents. He said, I'm just passionately curious. So
okay.
It's important because it keeps your mind active, instead of passive, which is always a good thing. It makes your mind observant of new ideas. Sometimes, when you're curious about something, your mind expects and anticipates new ideas related to it. But when you lose your sense of curiosity, you begin to you know, to not question things. And which is not a good thing, because we don't, we tend to not grow. You know, we're living things, so we have to be feeding our body and our minds, you know, good things to keep it, you know, all that stuff working properly. So it opens up new worlds and possibilities. And I'm sure, like you, like me, I'm learning new things with remote teaching. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get this. I'm, you know, trying to figure it out. But I didn't have a choice. I had to do it because that was my job. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I had to keep my mind open in order to learn. Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do it. And I know well, we'll talk about that another time. But anyway, it brings excitement into your life. So the life of a curious person is hardly ever boring. And even if something, I mean, it's neither dull or routine. You know, we always find new things that attract our attention. Because I know that I have, like, every time I finish something, there's always a next. You know, because
yeah.
you, you know, want to keep growing. So those are some reasons why curiosity is important. There are four reasons. It makes your mind active instead of passive. It makes your mind observant of new ideas. It opens up new worlds and possibilities, and it brings excitement into your life. Now, knowing the importance of curiosity, here I'm going to give you a couple of tips to help develop them.
Okay.
And, of course, always, not sure if I should use the word always, or, you know, like how they say you should never say all this, but I think that we should always keep an open mind.
Yes.
And that's one of the tips on how to develop curiosity, is to keep an open mind. You know, be open to learn, unlearn, and relearn. You know, some things you know and believe might be wrong. And, like, if you find that something changed, you know, we should be open to the possibility and, you know, change our mind because we found out something different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were able to find out if you were thinking one way, and because you kept your mind open, then other possibilities and other ideas came to mind. So keep an open mind. That's number one. Number two is don't take things for granted. So, if, you know, if we just accept the world as it is without trying to dig deeper, you know, we'll be sitting in the same place, basically. And so it's a good idea to not take things for granted and try to dig deeper beneath the surface of, you know, the things that are around you. And number three is ask questions relentlessly. I do that a lot. My children be like, "Mom, please stop." But I want to know. And I'm like, if you don't want to, you know, go deeper, then don't ask me a question, or don't tell me something, because, you know, I always have to, oh, well, when did that happen? How did that, you know, you want to know who, what, when, where, how.
That's right.
I do. And I think most people do, too. And another thing, it was said that we shouldn't label something as boring. And they said that curious people are unlikely to call something boring because we always are, I should say that curious people always see it as, you know, as another door that can be opened to a whole new, another world. But if you label something as boring, you never get to find out, you know, what it's really about. And sometimes, you know, that comes from fear, you know, of us not wanting to try new things. And the other one is see learning as something fun.
The other one, would you repeat again, Gloria? You were fading now. What is the other one?
I'm sorry. See
the
learning
last one that
as
you
something
stated?
Fun. See learning as something fun.
Okay.
Are you talking about don't label something as boring? That one.
Right.
I don't know if you got that one. Okay. And so the last one was read diverse kinds of readings. you know, dabble in a little bit of different things. All of that helps to keep us, you know, keep our mind, our brain working, you know, well. Because, you know, like, again, going back to kids, you know that as they ask these questions, you know, their mind and their understanding is increasing. And so it works the same way for adults. But, you know, in society, you know, we tend to, you know, get a little lax and, you know, kind of give up on learning new things, keeping our minds open to new things. Sometimes we, you know, may fall into that category. Not all of us, thank God, because if that were true, we wouldn't be here right now.
That's true.
And Linda, that's right. And so you got me up out of a space, and I'm grateful for it. And I just hope that I'm serious.
What was that, Gloria?
You know, well, I'm just saying, Linda, we've been at it for a while. I mean, I didn't know anything about it, so you told me, and I believed in what you were saying, and I took a chance, you know. I didn't think it was something I could do, but you obviously thought I could or whatever, and here we are a year later.
That's what I'm
right?
saying. That's what it's all about, Gloria.
True?
It's about each
so
one,
that's,
teach
that's
one.
That's part of being curious.
Yes.
I was like, okay, let me try this.
Love it.
Let me see what Linda's talking about.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a part of, I'm not as curious as I once was, but
okay.
I'm certainly going to start, you know, asking more questions or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Just to keep, you know, your mind active instead of passive. And so, like Albert Einstein said, he didn't have any special talents. He was just curious. And he
right.
just kept asking questions. And the more questions he asked, the more he learned. And it just, you know, was kind of like a never-ending kind of thing. And, of course, we want to keep this up until the end.
Yes, yes.
We want to always, you know, be in a curious state of mind.
Well,
and
I'm
so
glad.
That's my message for tonight.
I'm glad, and I have to share this with you. Thank you so much for letting me see that my nudging and pulling and turning is paying off, because that's part of my purpose, or shall I say that's part of my vow, and for you to be a believer and listen, that makes me feel really, really good. And as I'm pulling you, I'm also expanding me, because as you say, that curiosity is the, you open up and you observe and you listen, because we all have eyebrows,
right.
but we don't see them,
that's
but
right.
we all got eyebrows. So when that individual can see what you can't see and share it, we have to be open for that. And that's why you, an educator with the young adults, I deal with the young adults, and you know they can have your head pounding and going real crazy.
Right.
But because of that, with things changing the way that they change, I too have to stretch. You know, I was always a boomer, not a zoomer. But when the virtual crap came in, I had to stretch.
You had
okay?
to stretch, right?
And get
That's
out there
right.
and do it and leave my mind open and open for criticism, open for directions, and still open for
right.
that. Because there's some
All
information.
All of those are traits, Linda.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I had to just braid in on that. I would say all of those are traits of a curious person.
Yes.
Those traits that you, the fact that you, you know, you looked into it and, what can I say, you didn't let the fact that you didn't know stop you from
no.
learning and
no.
from stretching. And
no.
so those are the kind of traits that we want to, you know, help people to see that's already a part of them. They just need to, you know, maybe open up to understand the role that curiosity plays, you know, in our lives. And
right.
the last thing I want to say, one of the last things is that, you know, there is security and safety in the familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But there's evidence that curiosity, it, you know, it nourishes you and stretches you toward a more meaningful and fulfilling life. And that's what we all want, right? We want a meaningful and fulfilling life. And as long as we keep that curiosity, I'm going to call it curiosity gene or whatever
yes.
you might want to call it, keeping it active and working at all times, regardless. You know, like even now, some of the curious people that are in that situation in Texas are going to come out with some ideas on how to, you know, do something better. You know what I'm saying? Those are curious people because they're asking questions now. What can I do? What can be done? You know what I'm saying? The more questions you ask, the more solutions you come up with. And
well, they're learning
one,
there. And when you mention Texans, see, in the northern part, like Dallas and Fort Worth, they're used to cold, okay? But when you're moving south, like near Galveston, you're near that Gulf, it can the temperature, it can be like 20 degrees less from Houston. So it might snow
Whoa.
In Houston and be cold. But when you're moving down mm-hmm. south, it works differently. But this time, it covered everything. So that's a whole mm-hmm. different ball game because they're not mm-hmm. used to riding on slick ice. It doesn't happen there. Okay, you might get a little slush.
They probably don't have those snow tires. I'm sure they don't have those,
please.
Right?
They wouldn't
like
even
here.
Know what a snow chain looked like, okay? It's like, so
yeah.
when you hear
mm-hmm.
these things, I'm running the command post. I'm on the command post. I'm saying, am I going to have to slide down there on my inner tube? But I can put it in my voice where they understand. Excuse me, I just got a call that the roads are slick and you're going to have to be moving around. And they just don't live down the street. When you hit those are highways and everybody stays north, mm-hmm. south, east, and west of everybody, it takes a minute to get there. So it was a whole
yep.
different experience. And it you know, and I'm over here. So they have learned a lot. They'll be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
The most of them are prepared
oh,
anyway.
Yeah.
They didn't have to worry about being hungry because they keep pantries down there full of food. My sister
mm-hmm.
never runs out of water. But they do stop up that way. But to experience it, my appreciation for the whole thing is that they could go from home to home, and if this crew was on this side of town, they bundle up over there and they bundle up over there. So it's just a new experience of what they're going
mm-hmm.
through. But this is totally different. And with the infrastructure
yeah.
the way that it is, and Texas the way that it is, you know, that's a new country within itself, but they're all learning. So I'm pretty sure there will
right.
be some heads rolling, and because those people are not, I looked at the skyline, I said, well, downtown is lit up like the sun, and all that darkness, oh, that's not going to work. Everybody should go downtown and just crash, you know. But it was an experience. It's an experience for me, and I do a check-in 3 times a day. I'll be calling for
that's
a report.
Right.
Have you talked to this one? How
right.
is this one? Is this is this one there? So
well,
you're
you know,
right.
Next door, right?
Huh?
I'm sorry. No, I was saying, and you know, next door is my hometown. My
that's
home
right.
state.
Oklahoma,
Louisiana.
Right? Okay.
No, Louisiana.
Louisiana.
My daughter is in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Uh-huh. My daughter is in Oklahoma, and they have it's in the single digits over there down
okay.
there. But anyway, we're resourceful people, and we hang in there as best we can and
yes.
do what has to be done. And everybody, you know, pulls together, like you're saying, you know, your family, whoever has whatever is needed at the time, that's where we
oh,
all
yes.
go.
Yeah, well, they open it up, and this one is trapped. This one, a little bit different than how they operate on the West Coast here. You know, I said that there some people have to release selfishness for safety because it's a lot of things that the society is doing. It's getting better, you know, because of their selfish ways, they're not considering the safety in many, many areas that I don't even want to start talking about. And I'll probably put a call out there, you know, about the children returning back to school. And I understand that, you know, they're missing their friends. But that's not it, because children are very resilient and they can adapt to anything. And believe me, they still talking to those friends, whether mama knows it or not.
Sure.
They still in connection, okay? And so
children.
I'm looking at it, standing in the middle of it. I said, I don't know if it's the children or if it's the parents that are kind of like that up. But let's not be selfish here. Let's keep it safe. So I'm really standing in the middle of it. I don't want to express it because I'll go off into another realm, because you know how I feel about that, and I don't like to do it. But I will put a question out and get some feedback about it, because it's something that we really need to put thought to. Because if I was a grandparent, I sure wouldn't want Johnny coming in there coughing over me. Okay, and as you know, and I know that young adults and babies carry pure germs normally. So that's just the way it goes. So I'm just saying, place the safety over the selfishness and really, really give it thought. But that's just my way, so I keep it out there as positive I can. But I'm so glad that you brought us this subject with the curiosity, and you said it's the happy key of life. Miyoshi will be coming on. I wish you could stay, but you know I'm a woman of my word, and I'm going to let out, but I will be speaking with you later. Miyoshi is going to come on quickly and tell us what's up, and she's a very strong, resilient person. She's gone through some things. If she'd like to share it, it's okay. If not, I'm not going to push it. It's on her. But she's going to come on and tell us what's up. And Gloria, thank you so much. Please enjoy your evening. And I will be speaking with you later. And we are happy, bright, and light over here, because we are some curious people. We love you. Thank you so much.
All right. Back at you.
All right. Thank you. Well, good evening. We're going into our second segment with Miyoshi. What's up coming on? And I played that song because this is a young lady that does not let anything stop her. And she's going to come on and tell you what's up about it. And this particular segment is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Education, Inc., nonprofit organization that has advisors and consultants that find the solutions for the need. And we'll see if Ms. Miyoshi is on the line with us this evening. Miyoshi, are you there?
Yes, I am. Happy Thursday, everyone. What's up, Wisdom?
Hello. What's up? How are you feeling? And thank you. Thank you so much for coming and caring and sharing with us this evening. I know it's been a bit different for this week, and however way you want to bring that, you bring that. So I'm just going to sit over here and find out what's up.
Yeah, it's been a challenging week. As life is always challenging, I will say that, but I think that with every challenge comes a different strength, a different type of growth for it. But I think that with every challenge that we meet head on is ultimately to get us to the next level of where we need to be. So that's where I'm going to assume that's where my life is taking me. I would like to say that this part of my life is a very transitional time, is a very informal time, and it also is teaching me to be gentle and patient with myself, and that to know that life is ever changing, and no matter what, timing is everything, and that all things are working together for my good. I may not understand it right now. I may not, you know it. It doesn't, may not look like it, it don't feel good, but I have to understand that in order to grow, you have to go through some type of pain for the next level. So I'm just taking this challenging week as a victor, saying that I already have victory over it. I'm going to win. It's like that. I don't know if you have Instagram. It's like the girl don't want to give a little teddy bear up, but behind God, he got a bigger teddy bear. It's one of those moments where you feel like you don't want to give anything up, because you feel like you're ultimately losing something bigger when really it could be tenfold times, you know, the blessing that you think that's significant that you could be losing. So that's why I'm just gonna take it. I believe that every life obstacle is ultimately a transition for something better. It's a new year. You know, I was headed in a different direction, but clearly the universe said, no, not right now. But it, I will say it was a great experience. And I think sometimes we don't enjoy the little moments that we have and the little joy that we have within that moment. We just always look at things as a negative, when sometimes things don't have to be a negative. You know, it not saying that it's not a good feeling, the pain is not a good feeling, but understanding that ultimately it's going to be for my greater good, because that's where I'm headed. So I'm just going to let the viewers know that you have to meet life obstacles head on and face them face to face. No, it don't feel good. Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
It don't feel good at all. But what I do believe in order to grow, you know, in anything that was created, it was always created in darkness. And this is just a little dark cloud or going through a little dark tunnel, but I believe that it's light at the end on the other side, and I may not see it, I may not understand it, but it ultimately I'm growing from it. It's giving me a different type of strength because I never been through nothing like this. It's never happened. So, and that's what life is all about. Life is always about evolving and going through evolution for the revolution. So I'm just believing that, you know, I'm going to get double the blessing at the end. And that's how you have to sometimes see circumstances and tell yourself that, even if you don't feel it, continue to keep yourself that and meditate on that. So, you know, every second, every minute, every hour, and every day will get better for you. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I'm listening, what's up, because I know the strength that you carry and your positive attitude and talk and speaking to yourself on a daily basis, whatever that you're confronted with, you take a look at it, and then you start talking to you about it and keep yourself pushing forward on it. And that's very stimulating for persons that hear you, for persons that know you. Brings a smile on my face, because I know the resilience that you carry. And like you say, things happen for a reason, and we don't negative. It's like changing, as we say, poison into medicine. And at that time, that pain and that poison is there. But at the end, you find out that that's the best medicine, because everything is based on timing. And sometimes we, you know, like we rush, and all that. When you go step by step, you're being prepared for the big prize, okay? Each time we evolve and we go into that. So I'm so glad that you came on with us this evening to share and care with us. I'm so glad to hear your voice. You know, we have sweet love here, and I want to let you know we are with you, okay? We are definitely with you. Yeah, we with you, and
absolutely,
we know your strength. It's your strength that keeps us moving forward. I just thought I'd put that out there.
Absolutely. And I just want to, you know, give encouraging words to, you know, the listeners. Don't give up. Mm-hmm. Don't give up. Those were the words I heard today. Don't give up. And that is light at the end of the tunnel. And new levels, new devils. It must be a new level that I have seen to reach, and you know how that goes, and here come boom. But we have to understand that pain is a part of the process. It's called birthing pain. Anything that we birth, it don't come easy, and it don't come light. It come with struggle, it come with perseverance, and it come with a little TKO sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
We'll come
yes.
with a little TKO sometimes, and sometimes we just have to get up and don't give up. So that's the message for today. Get up and don't give up. And I just want to continue to say that, give up and don't give up, because surely it's light at the end of the tunnel. And if you have breath every day, that means you're still in the fight. So I want to say happy Thursday, everyone. To my ladies, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall. Don't fall, stay woke, everyone.
Well, what's up? It's coming from Wisdom, and we switch these roles around because, you know, I tell you, your Wisdom, I'm listening for what's up. We love you. Take care of yourself. Thank you so much for caring and sharing, and we will speak with you shortly. Please take care.
Peace and blessings.
What's up? Talk to you next week. Love you.
Love you too, Linda. Peace and blessings.
Thank you. You have been listening to Think Thursday. We had Gloria Melion on with us talking about curiosity is the key to happiness. And, of course, Miyoshi Marie, what's up, came on to tell us everything that we needed to know. So, you know, what I have to tell you today is we love you. And if you ask me to, I'll give you anything that you need to have over there. You know what our motto is here? Is never give in to your negativity. Never give up on your dreams. Never retreat. You must proceed as the mighty fierce lion does. But as you're taking that step forward, always with a smiling face and shining as bright as the sun, continue to complete no matter what. So those two ladies came on and shared with us. Miyoshi told us about challenges. I'll summarize it, but we'd like you to listen in. Tomorrow night, we'll have Ellen Laughlin on. And I call Ellen the Beast from the East. And she's going to be talking about health is wealth, because she takes you through the things that's necessary to keep that body moving. And on Tuesday, we have Stephanie Hayes that comes on. And we're talking about the chakras for the next 2 weeks. And, of course, it's going to be mine for Monday. That's short and sweet. Just to give you a little update. So what we're going to do is tell you to have a wonderful evening out here. I'm just going to play you some music and take us on out, because you know I love you. We love you. Keep that mind moving. Think Thursday. Keep that blood moving through the brain, okay?
know of a lady. Y'all, ain't nobody crying. No, ain't nobody worried. No, no, ain't no smiling faces. No, lying to the races. No, no, no. Oh, help me now.
I'll take you there.
Come on. Somebody help me here. Yeah.
I'm
That's right. We don't want you to ever forget about us up here. We're going to take you out of here. Please have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I just want to play some Marvin Gaye. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, 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 baby. Honey, you know I love you. Lord, I missed you so much, baby, when you left. Honey, now I see you walking down the sidewalk, baby. I had to come out the house and say, baby, come and get to this.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.